Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Bonjour, bonjour.
Do 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 do. Cue the accordion music.
It is a very special episode of Fat Mascara. I am Jessica.
Je suis Jen. All right, I'm done. That's my French. I'm sorry. Hi, guys. It's Fat Mascara, and we are so excited about this episode.
Yeah, this is like a little present to us. This is our like our pandemic. Just doing it for us.
Indulge us, guys. Yeah. Like, we're not turning into a recap show.
Don't worry.
Of Emily in Paris. But we are sort of devoting almost all of this episode to the big beauty issues and fashion issues and entertainment issues.
So we're gonna do the beauty headlines. So that, you know, there is some shred of normalcy to the episode. But Jen and I both watched Emily in Paris. Most people, I'm saying most people, that's so not true. But a lot of people watched Emily in Paris.
It's number three on Netflix in America.
Oh, it was number one when I watched it last week.
Yeah. So I feel like a lot of people
are watching it. And if you listen to the show, you're probably aware of Emily in Paris.
You are in a country that does not have it streaming on Netflix, we apologize. We'll see you on Thursday. We have a great interview.
Yes. But the reason why we want to talk about it is it has so many like great beauty and fashion moments. There are a lot of like kind of beauty industry like inside jokes or just kind of like little things like they're playing on a lot of themes and cliches. And Jen and I were just so tickled by it. And we crowdsourced some of your opinions and we were folding some of those into the show. You guys were so funny. Jen and I were cracking up, like texting each other all day about them. So anyway, fun. Let's get to the hard stuff first.
Okay, before we do, I'm warning everyone. I poured some bubbly in honor of this episode. I will try and be nice while you do the news, Jess, but you know how I get.
I'm going to be heckled. Uh-oh. Okay.
You ready to do this?
Yes. I'm going to get to the Beyonce concert at 2017 all over again. Bye. Bye. Okay, I'm ready to talk beauty news. It was kind of like a light week at the time that I gathered the beauty headlines, but still some interesting headlines to share with you. I think the most interesting is that body care sales are up during the pandemic. For me, body care is always like the last, like it's like a little bit of an afterthought. I have to train myself to put on body lotion, do a little body scrub, that kind of thing. But apparently, everyone is doing lots of body care right now. According to industry website Glossy, they reported on this trend. They cited NPT Group's research. Body serum sales grew up 32% in the first quarter of 2020.
Can I just say that's because body serums didn't exist probably last year?
I was about to say, yeah. I'm like, wait a second. Okay. I know that Moroccan Oil, just side note, they have a body serum. And I know that was like blazing. Their sales were like
Revive
crazy.
Revive has one too.
Yeah, Revive.
Yeah.
Body oil grew by 10%. I'm actually using a body oil. So I guess like sometimes I think I'm really special. I guess I'm not. We talked about this.
Which body oil?
I'm using one by, I'm already going to stumble over a French word, and this isn't even part of the bit. The bit. Suddenly I'm a comedian. Terre's Day Afrique. I wrote about it for Bazaar. Oh my God. I love this brand, Terre's Day Afrique. I'll tell you about them.
I like how you made it later. Spanish. It's easier. Day
Afrique. Guys, don't laugh at me. The brand is amazing. Don't worry about me screwing up the name. And the second quarter body exfoliator sales increased by 15%. And then Glossy also pointed out that there's been a lot of skincare brands that have expanded into body care, such as Drunk Elephant and Goop. And Jen, last week you pointed out, or a couple weeks ago, that Flamingo is also doing body care now. And you really like their body wash. So
it was the light moisturizing body spray.
Oh, right. The body spray. Right. Yes. So anyway, if you are using more body care, you are not alone. So Shea Moisture, you guys know Shea Moisture, they're launching a new campaign called It Comes Naturally. And this is going to be featuring 6 Black female artists. And they, all of their artists are going to have illustrations celebrating the beauty and heritage of Black women. Shea Moisture is going to be pledging some of the proceeds from every purchase. It's going to be benefiting Black women entrepreneurs. And this campaign you're going to be seeing on TV. You're going to be seeing it in digital campaigns. So watch out for that.
I love that it's fine artists, not pop stars, not like, you know, why don't more brands do this? The fine artists
I don't know.
You love.
I love that. I know La Prairie does that every year. They're always like very connected with the arts. Kiehl's does that a lot, but like I love that Shea Moisture is getting in there. But yeah, why there are very few brands that partner with fine artists.
This is great.
So cool. Okay, Khloe Kardashian is making money moves. She is now investing in a New Zealand-based company called Dose & Co. And Dose & Co. sells different collagen products until recently throughout New Zealand and Australia. But now, in October, you're going to be able to find Dose & Co. and big retailers like Target, GNC, and lots of other big box brands. So this brand, they make collagen protein powders. She told Women's Wear Daily that she loved how quickly she saw results in her hair, skin, and nails. She loved how she was feeling. She reached out to the company to talk about how to get involved in business with them. She connected with the co-founders. A relationship was made. Very, very cozy with Dose & Co. It's a bovine collagen brand, guys. So if you're vegetarian or vegan, this is not for you. If you're interested in learning more about collagen powders, we've talked about this at length on the show, check out episode 214. So
I feel like this is the Ashton Kutcher model of celebridom. Like when you get big enough, you just become an investor. And by the fact that you're investing, boosts the sales of whatever you're investing in, you know?
That's interesting. I never even thought of that take. That's very interesting.
Well, that's why you come to Fat Mascara.
And then a few weeks ago, we had a conversation about ableism in the fashion and beauty industry and the strides that some brands were making to change that. And I have to say, I was really, really warmed by the feedback that you guys had sent us. Lots and lots of positive feedback. So thank you. Well, Gucci Beauty had featured a model in their ad for mascara back in the summer, but the next a model with Down syndrome, but the next brand to make strides in that area is Obagi. So Grace Strobel is the face of Obagi's Skinclusion initiative. She, by the way, is absolutely beautiful. So check her out. And it's all because, I love this, I was looking to the backstory, it's all because her mother wrote the company president a letter. Her mom wrote, "People with disabilities are not represented, and I wrote a letter to the president, Jamie Castle, and I said, would you consider Grace as one of your models? There's a huge population of people with disabilities that are often very invisible, and they want to be seen, they want to be heard, they want to be represented as part of the population." Fast forward, she is now the face of the Skinclusion initiative. So I have to say, raise a wand to Grace's mom and to Jamie Castle of Obagi.
Can I add on one other brand there that is helping with this whole ableism and making beauty more inclusive in that
Please.
Way?
Please.
Spectrum, the brand that I was a judge in the Independent Beauty Awards.
Yes.
And we awarded them the Inclusivity Award. And part of the reason was they had been working with the blind community to work on new packaging that was easier for vision impaired people. And it has Braille on the lipsticks and stuff.
Oh, that's amazing.
And also their models are like inclusive in all the ways of people with disabilities and, of course, everything that you want. But like, there's more and more brands doing this, and it warms my heart.
I know. I was so, so happy to read about this. And the campaign's great. I saw a photo of it. And I'm just, yeah, I love hearing happy stories right now. And this brand is really moving in the right direction. So, yay.
Merci, Jessica.
Okay, everyone, guess what I did last night? I slept in my Honeylove bra. I don't think I've ever slept in a bra before. Usually, I am so excited to take off my bra at the end of the day, there would be no chance I would lay down in it. But Honeylove bras are that comfortable. And if you're someone who does like to sleep in a bra for a little extra support, I feel like the Honeylove crossover bra should be your sleeping bra. Did I just coin a thing, sleeping bra? I don't know if they'll approve of that, but I love the idea. Obviously, you're gonna wear it out all the time too, because Honeylove's bras feature supportive bonding that eliminates the need for uncomfortable wires. Plus, they're made with a fabric that's so soft, it feels like a second skin. Is it spring cleaning time in your house? I know it is in mine. Clean out your bra drawer, get a few from Honeylove. They have the V-neck bra that's smooth and seamless and hardware free. And then my personal favorite is the crossover bra with adjustable straps and a hook back closure. And of course, again, no underwire in that one either. The Honeylove supportive bonding lifts and supports without those uncomfortable wires. And while you're at it, why not pair your Honeylove bra with their matching shapewear, or maybe a pair of their breathable, versatile leggings. Treat yourself to the best bras on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. It's honeylove.com/mascara. And then after you purchase, they're going to ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we here at Fat Mascara sent you. Honeys, you deserve this. Again, that website is honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off. Okay, so there are some stories about my mom's life that I never get tired of hearing, and they're usually the ones in which she's trying to right some injustice and then ends up annoying the people in power, and I love that about her. Anyway, just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all her stories for my family forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve memories and stories for the mother figure in your life or any of your family or chosen family. Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. The prompts are really good. The kind of things we ask guests here at Fat Mascara, little things like, what's your favorite board game? And more important things like, what's the best advice you've ever gotten? Storyworth makes the writing process a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to the email with a story, long or short, doesn't matter. You'll be emailed a copy of what they wrote, but they'll also be collected. So you'll get to enjoy the retelling of the stories and probably learn some new things in the process. Then, after that year of fun, Storyworth automatically compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book. Even though I know some of my mom's best stories, I love that the weekly prompts are helping to uncover more details and that they'll be collected in one place for me to revisit and read through. Don't think I'm not going to pull this keepsake book out at our next family get-together to share some of them. Listen, everyone loves Storyworth. It has more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with with millions of stories preserved since they were founded over 10 years ago. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift that you'll cherish for years. StoryWorth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to StoryWorth.com/mascara. That's StoryWorth.com/mascara to save $10 on your first purchase.
All right, it's not often that we talk about supplements, but when we do, you know that we mean it, all right? Every day I do my skincare routine, and that is a cleanse. I moisturize. Of course, I pop a little antioxidant in there. I'll do a little serum underneath there. But what is non-negotiable for me lately is I take a supplement. That is my Ritual Hyacera. It's a wrinkle support skin supplement, which is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles and improve skin smoothness. I'll take that.
I'll take it too. Ritual Hyacera is a once daily skin supplement. Jess said clinically proven. Let me give you the deets. In a clinical study, Hyacera led to a 3.6 time reduction in crow's feet wrinkles within 90 days as compared to placebo. Jess and I have been taking it more than 90 days. Let me tell you, it works. Plus, Ritual Hyacera has led to a 2.9 times increase in skin smoothness in the same amount of times. It's rigorously tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals. You don't always know if a supplement does that. Ritual also has industry-leading sustainability standards. They use scientific tools to select lower carbon packaging, love that, prioritize sustainably sourced ingredients, and set ambitious climate goals. Plus, female-founded, B Corp, meaning they're holding themselves accountable to not just their company's financial health, but also the health of the people and our planet. You gotta love that.
Yes, okay. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust.
Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/mascara. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/mascara for 25% off.
I feel like I need like a loaf of bread and some cheese, but I have my wine.
Girl, you don't need bread and cheese. You need a baguette and a baguette. Some brie if we're doing French cliches. Come on.
Ha, 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 with my little beret. I mean, what, macarons? A pain au chocolat? Was she like... She just like fruit.
She brought up fucking Ratatouille in this goddamn show.
Which made me feel really old because I've never seen Ratatouille. I remember being old when Ratatouille came out.
Okay. Let's tell people what we're going to talk about. Okay. I'm rare and tough.
She brought up Ratatouille. I was like, that was like, didn't that just come out?
That made me actually stop and be like, I'm done. But of course, I went back for more.
So, okay, we're going to talk about Emily in Paris. As I said, like, this is a very, it was rich with details that were just so like, they were so like tasty little gems. I was just like, did she really just say that? Like, I just felt like I was watching like a parody or like someone was putting this on just for me, like just for me. I watched it on vacation at like 6:30 in the morning.
Oh, this is a Venn diagram of Jessica Matlin. Like specials and our listener specials. Why don't you go ahead and explain the premise?
Okay, so let me explain the premise. Yeah. Guys, even if you didn't watch this, please don't feel alienated. Please stay. Please stay.
Oh, no, you're going to love this.
Okay. And then I texted you and I was like, have you watched it? And then you started watching it. And then you were like sending me like little like notes and you were laughing.
Oh, I sent them out to the world. I did a whole Instagram story.
Oh, your story was very funny. I didn't think that you were going to like it, but you actually enjoyed it way more than I thought you were going to enjoy it.
I'm enjoying hating it. Just to be clear.
Yeah, but you're still enjoying it. Okay. So here's what happened. There's this girl. This is like really broad strokes. Her name is Emily Cooper. She lives in Chicago and she works in like pharmaceutical marketing or something. Like she's, this is like, she's not a fashion beauty girl. Okay. She's cute. She's not a fashion beauty girl. She and her boss, Kate Walsh, who like, you know, we all know Kate Walsh. She like was helping her on a pitch.
I literally thought that was Felicity Huffman, like the whole episode. Thank you for. I was like, oh, it's Felicity Huffman. She's out of jail.
No, God.
I don't watch a lot of TV. I don't know if our listeners know that. Like, I don't even have cable. So, okay, continue.
God, I would not survive. I would literally take like a seventh job to like keep my cable. So then she's like helping. She's like this little like. little like hungry up-and-comer person. So you can tell that she's like a hungry little marketing girl. And Kate is like, you know, like the kind of like the top dog. And she, you know, was getting to go to Paris. At this point, like, you know, I'm like trying to figure out what's going on. But literally within like 5 minutes of the show, it's like, Emily's going to Paris. Because Emily...
There's exposition galore.
Yeah.
You will figure it out very quickly.
Yeah, she's going to Paris because Kate Walsh got pregnant. And there's like this like weird kind of like, I didn't know I could get pregnant. I'm like old as fuck. Like, you know?
Ah, stereotype number one.
Exactly. Kind of insulting. Like she threw up in a garbage can. She, you know...
Oh, everything you expect from a movie about a middle-aged lady who's pregnant.
Yeah. So, you know. And like, it was her lifelong dream to Paris, but like, that's like, you know, not happening because of course, like, God forbid she should like actually like
continue working as a pregnant woman.
Yeah. Yeah. She it was like, why can't she go? It was
Darren Star.
Oh, yes. Right. Oh, yeah, yeah. So Darren Star did it and Pat Field, amazing, did the costumes, wardrobe. Yeah. So she's...
And Darren Star was the producer of Sex and the City, Younger, maybe Melrose Place. I don't remember. He might not have been around there, but
no, that was Aaron Spelling.
Okay, thank you. Sorry.
The clothes weren't good enough in Melrose Place. Darren Star. He also. Wait, what else did he do? We're gonna. I might have to like Google while you're talking. But bright colors, fun, exciting, sexy, like cosmopolitan. So she is on the plane to Paris because, of course, why send the like 50-year-old seasoned executive when you can just send like the like just got out of college, like bright eyed, you know, like I do marketing, because, me social media, you know.
Because then we wouldn't have a show, Jess.
Right. Oh, and she does, like I said, she does pharma, but of course she can go work on, you know, like there's Savoir. It's like, oh, because Savoir is the agency that like they're big, like, conglomerate just like acquired. So she is going to like show them like how the Americans do it. And one of their accounts is this fancy ass French fragrance brand, which here's where you guys get involved because you guys know all about this world.
Yes.
Okay.
So we have
take it up, away, Jen. Take it away, Jen.
We have set up the premise. You've set it up very well. So it's a classic.
Thank you. That brevity is not my strong suit.
It's a classic fish out of water story. And here we are in Paris with Emily. And here comes Emily. So we're just going to try and do this in order because I watched the whole thing. The first thing I need to talk about is Emily's look.
By the way, it's Lily Collins and she's gorgeous. And she is a Lancôme, face of Lancôme, like spokesperson.
Oh, I'm not talking about Lily Collins, who, by the way, was a producer of this. So you got to think that she had something to do with some of these decisions. But let's talk about Emily's look, shall we?
I'm not going to drag Lily Collins. She is definitely making waves in the culture right now. Let's just keep the focus
okay,
on Emily.
Pun not intended, because back to the waves, if I may.
Okay.
May I?
Sure.
It is a thing of mine. I don't know why, but if you're going to fucking use a curling iron, tousle the fucking curl after the barrel comes out. This girl's hair, it looks like it's been shellacked into within an inch of its life. The whole show, all I can do is look at her hair. I'm sorry. Okay, go ahead. Thoughts?
It is very like The Bachelor. And I never watched The Bachelor, but I know enough to know what a Bachelor like wave.
A Bachelor
like.
Wave.
Bachelor, yeah. Bachelorette.
Pageant
bachelor.
Wave, barrel curl. You think you're being fresh because you hold the curling iron vertically. Ooh, I learned how to do that. But then you didn't really because you still see the pattern of the curling iron.
But I also don't have a leg to stand on because we know I don't know how to use a curling iron. So
you are not a Pat Field fashion designed character walking around.
But
Chicago. All right, go ahead. I
think that it may have been purposeful because she's like, I'm a fish out of water. I'm not a fashion beauty girl. I'm like, you know, look at me, like, you know. There's lots of jokes about the Americans, and I'm wondering if it's like she's supposed to be the antithesis to like the chic French girl. We're going to meet her friend Camille later, and Camille has those kind of like
waves, but they're
rock
a
and roll,
more tousled.
Right? So she looks like, hey, like her personality is her hair, which is like, hey, I'm here. I tried. So I wonder if it's purposeful, but like she has like, even if it's not your style, she does have like a wardrobe that has like personnel. Like her wardrobe isn't like a Midwest Chicago girl. Her wardrobe is like Pat Field.
That wardrobe is fucking Chanel, Dior. Nobody on a 22-year-old on a pharma marketing salary is going to be able to afford that stuff.
I mean, pharma pays you
pointed
a lot.
Pointed out by one of our listeners. I feel like I should be calling out the listeners that told me these things, by the way. But that was a common refrain amongst the Fat Mascara listeners.
Yes, yes, yes. You guys really did respond to the hair, which is, I mean, I've just never in my life was I ever able to wield an iron in a way to get my hair like that. But didn't somebody say that in France, one of our French listeners who actually works for, don't worry, we're not going to out you, who works for Dior Parfum in France, said that French media is covering her hair.
Oh, yeah. I know exactly who you're talking about. I'm not allowed to say her name.
Oh, I don't know if like she wants
to. Oh, I did not get her permission yet. Okay, well, you know who you are. And she had some very important things to say. And she said, yes, the French are. And I said, well, that's SEO gold, how to get Emily's hair curls.
Yeah, yeah.
Back to Emily.
Okay. Anything else about her first? Well, the first episode, one thing that I thought was like sweet and it endeared me because I felt like this was something that I would do. I wouldn't do this at her age, but she wore that Alice and Olivia top to work the first day that had an Eiffel Tower. I would not do that at her age.
Oh my God, I didn't even notice that.
There was something sweet about it. A lot of people were laughing at it, but I felt
you
like—
You don't wear the band t-shirt to yes, the fucking yes, concert.
Yes, 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 yes. But I felt like sorry for her, but I also felt like there was something so like sweet about it, which I have to feel.
This brings up, before purposeful. We move on to the next episodes about her look, I have to think the producers and the designer are in on this joke because I think they made it almost purposefully bad because it feels very early aughts in the 2000s. Like Pat Field hasn't evolved and she's got fashion sense, she has. And I feel like they want us to make fun of them because they know we'll be watching. Does that like? Does
that make
Pat sense?
Feels like a I feel like. But and here's like my.
She's like, I'm going to put an Eiffel T-shirt on this girl, and let's see what people say.
I think Pat Field is a genius, and like when people are like ragging on the clothes so much, I feel a lot of people who are ragging on the clothes may not know that. Who Pat Field is. There may be a lot of like under
30s. Yeah, but she's sitting there wearing a 4-inch pump walking around the city as if it's 2002 and you're Sex and the City in New York. Nobody wears those shoes anymore. She's got to know that.
Right. But I also think like the show is about like fantasy and like you're getting like when they hired Pat Field, like they weren't like, we want like realism and we want this to look like
Gilmore
Girls.
No, but even if she had
fantasy,
she would have put her in a Balenciaga like orthopedic sneaker because that's what a
oh my God.
Girl, or actually she would have been in the Fila's because here comes Chicago and she can't afford Balenciaga, but she got those Fila's that everybody's wearing 2 years ago and now she's out of style and still wearing them. Anyway, I just have to say maybe they're in on the joke.
I think Pat is such a sense of humor, and I think she's such a smart. Yeah, I don't think that she's like, wait a second, they don't like the clothes. Like, I think
she's like, I'm gonna put this bitch in a beret.
Yeah, yeah. I really do think that. Yeah, I really do think that. Like, a lot of people don't get what she's doing. But anyway, keep going.
Moving on. Here we have her. She's getting to know the office culture in Paris, which. Okay, so here's where I want to weigh in on about Jess and I have spent, well, I don't know about you. I should speak for myself. I spent a lot of time in Paris as part of my job. I was trying to count because I thought that like, I'm a fucking math person, science person. And I was like, I've been to Paris 20 times. Like, no, just trust me when I say I've been in a lot of LVMH owned beauty brand offices in Paris. I thought they got some things kind of right about the French versus American culture.
Dead on. Dead on.
And our French listeners kind of agreed with that, right?
Yeah. I think the kind of like Susie Sunshine, you know, straight back, like, you know.
Why are you talking so loudly? They said to
her. Well, just the kind of like eager
she came
beaver
in at
spirit.
8:30 in the morning.
Yeah, and
would it work at 8:30 in Paris? I'm sorry.
She just had this like kind of like youthful like bling eye kind of like. It was almost like childlike. Well, I mean, yeah, I mean she's
a child.
Yeah, she's this childlike kind of like enthusiasm that was like grating on them. And it was when she went to, I don't know, I guess this was the first episode, but it kind of carries throughout when she's like, I'm here. Like the day can start now. The American has arrived, you know, like, and, but it's that attitude of like, we're here. Like, you know, like I'm, you know, things can start now where it's like, actually, no, like you are, you know, the world does not revolve around you. Yeah. So yeah, I felt, I
definitely
felt
that. Let's talk about what things can start. She's working on this fragrance campaign, right?
Oh my God. Yeah.
So this, you said somebody on our Facebook group said that the perfumer might have been modeled after a perfumer we know.
No. So the Times said, and friends, friends at Mall, friends at ELC, this is just what they said. The New York Times said that the perfumer was a thinly veiled, thinly disguised Frederick Malle. I'm not so sure about that. I'm not going to co-sign on that at all. I don't, I really just don't.
I mean, I've interviewed him many times and I didn't see it.
I don't see the similarity.
A stereotype of a French perfume.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't buy into that at all.
Let's talk about that ad campaign, though, can we?
Oh, yeah, yeah. What did you think? What did you think?
Okay, so when she's now part of the marketing campaign for this fragrance, I don't even remember the goddamn fragrance's name, but...
Does it matter?
Doesn't matter. They go on the bridge. I forget which bridge it is with the locks, you know.
Oh, the
Love Lock.
Was it the Love Lock bridge that they were on?
And whatever. It's like they played it off as if it were. And then the campaign is that a naked woman is walking across the bridge. She somehow transforms into a dove, but men are looking at her.
I loved that. Like, I absolutely love that, by the way.
Best line of that episode? What was it, Jess? Come on, agree with me.
It was, oh, I pulled it off because our friend who's in PR, works for a French company, mentioned it on our Instagram.
Uh-huh.
It's a perfume commercial. It's not supposed to make sense.
Listen.
I mean, truer words were never spoken.
Truer words were never spoken, and I went to Paris with a French fragrance company, literally went to that bridge, and their whole campaign was like the model flaunting around, you know, the streets of Paris and on that bridge. So that for me was dead on.
Dead on. I mean, like, I think.
Would she be naked? Of course she would. Look at Charlize Theron in the Dior
J'adore ads. I love that.
They don't make sense. I think she actually might turn into a bird. No, she climbs a rope up into the sky. Very similar. They did a janky version of it, but it was working.
It was pretty good. I really, in which he turned into the dove. I love that. It kind of reminded me, if anyone remembers, love this movie Labyrinth, where David Bowie turns into an owl at the end. it's just like, it's so poetic and romantic. I think, like, you know, like that's my favorite part of the movie.
Emily's take was like, oh, it's so sexist.
I get why she said that, because she has to represent the American point of view. It kind of like, you know, when she had like, it reminded me of like the Madonna sex book when she was like naked.
Well, if she was trying to represent the American point of view, she should have been like, oh, nobody needs to see her butt crack. And she should have been prudish.
But no, I think she was saying like, you know, like she's being objectified by this man, by these men. And then the guy, the perfumer was like, but what if she wants to be objectified? And that's why I'm thinking about, that's what reminded me of Sex, the Madonna book, which I know is from a billion years ago for anyone listening. But like Madonna in that video, in that book, had put herself in all of these situations where she was being objectified, but she was like, that was like sexy to her. But I think if it came out now, I don't know, it's different because it's a corporation. I'm like really thinking about this deeply. But like, I think there is a line where it's like, if who's doing the objectifying? And that was a really interesting question. And I did think about it. I'm like, sexy or sexist? Uh-huh. Like the rest
all
of the
tied
night.
Up in 3 minutes of exposition and there you go. Meanwhile, those fucking campaigns take like a year to put together, and then like editing, and 25 people have to weigh in a corporate room. Like the parts of the business of the beauty industry, they were sorely missing. But that's the case with any office culture TV show. Younger, with the book publishing industry, which was also a Darren Star show, you know.
But I actually do think it was probably the most thoughtful moment for me of the show. But I almost wish they like spent a little more time on it, But yeah. It was interesting where the woman, Sylvie, oh, we got to get to Sylvie, was like, she's like, yes. She's like, we're not, you know, she's like, we don't look at sexuality that like binary or black and white. And I was like, more Sylvie, more, I want more of this like conversation.
Yes. You know? Sylvie is her, her boss in the French office, mm-hmm. who is having an affair with the guy that runs the perfume company, who is a married man. And the whole point being like, oh, in France, everybody has a mistress.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I don't.
Oh, you know, it was crazy. That's true,
but literally everybody I've met in France has had a mistress.
What was so nutso, like nutso, was she asks, this is not fashion or beauty related. She, I don't want to do spoilers. So no.
Yes, we're doing spoilers.
Are we doing spoilers?
Oh, everybody's watching the whole damn thing in like 1 hour.
Okay. So when she asks, Sylvie experiences some heartbreak. I'm just going to say she experiences some emotional distress. And Emily, sweet as can be, I know I've done stuff like this so like inappropriate in my career, like when I was younger. Like,
what?
Like, do you want to hang out? Like,
that actually was right on. It was very American versus the French. Like, but they like, got.
It was sweet. I think the more I'm talking about this, the more I'm like, God, Emily.
No.
I think she just doesn't know.
It and like watched it at face value and genuinely enjoyed it. Am I right?
Oh, totally. But I was also, but I do know Darren Star, I think, like, has clearly like a knack for producing hit shows. I just wish that he did go deep with Sex and the City. I think he could have gone deeper with this material. It's like that woman who plays Sylvie, she's an amazing actress. Like,
he went deep with Sex and the City because it was 20 years ago and those things were deep for 20 years ago. Culture has evolved. Like, you got to dig even deeper now. And he's still relying on the same old, like, men versus women, Frenches versus Americans.
But Sex and the City is still deep.
Oh, petite mort. That means orgasm because of little death. I hear the people having sex through the walls. Oh, my God.
That's so embarrassing.
French people were
so
saying, we. French, I almost said Frenchmen. But just... people don't say we while they're having sex.
But he can go, like, I mean, maybe he needs different, maybe he needs like a writing. I mean, what do I know about how what his process is? But like, he went there with Sex and the City with a lot of, you know, like there were a lot of moments that were
right. Deep. And I think that they were missed in the show.
Yeah. And I don't know why, because there's so many interesting things that they could have dug into. Like, Sylvie's heartbreak.
Yeah.
Like, you know, whatever's going on with Camille and... Wait, can we talk about Camille for a second?
We could talk about Camille for actually only a second because she's kind of forgettable. Go ahead.
So, but
this
people,
is the best friend character. New best friend character.
Yeah, French best friend because she has her other best friend, Mindy.
The actress is also Camille. I forget her last name. She's
Camille, like Razart or whatever.
Fucking, Razart. I keep cursing. It's because I'm drinking. I'm so sorry.
Wait. I want to talk about Camille, but then I want to talk about Sylvie again really quickly, okay? Because
let's have this section
to me. Okay,
called
Camille.
The French Woman as the represented. Woman. Okay.
Yeah.
This is the thesis that we'll write, you know, in Sarah Lawrence next year. The French Woman as represented in Emily in Paris.
Okay. I feel badly. I'm not rooting for Camille. I'm just not. Sorry. I'm rooting for Emily to steal her boyfriend. wow. I'm really an Emily sympathizer.
I was trying to keep it beauty related. I was going to talk about Camille and Sylvie's hair and their outfits.
Wait, they're way better than...
Well,
that's for sure. Yeah, they gave them better outfits. They didn't give them better outfits. They gave them better outfits. They gave them like less layers. Like, I feel like
Emily's like, oh, hat, blazer, coat. Let me also put on a chain and flowers and a mask, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Camille has that like very like Vanessa Paradis kind of like, you know, rock and roll, just got out of bed hair. And she doesn't.
That's what they're going for. It was a little too polished for my liking and our French
too polished
liking. Yes.
Okay. I guess it worked for me, but
compared to Emily, she looks less polished.
She doesn't have
there's an effortless.
Yeah, and she doesn't have like a lot of eye makeup. Like Emily looks like she has, she wakes up and she does a look. She's, you know, got her maybe a brush kit that she puts on her eyeshadow and then a liner, and then she puts on her lipstick. I feel like sweet Camille definitely doesn't take as long. She's just as beautiful, but she just doesn't take as long.
She has that je ne sais quoi.
It's very annoying, though. Maybe that's why I'm not rooting for Camille.
We've talked about this on the show, the whole French effortless beauty thing that French women love to play up on when they're here in America. You know, like,
but do they really like to play up on it? Or like, did we as Americans create
this myth that we want them to put it?
We're begging them to talk about it like that.
But listen, the part of it that is true is that when you go to France, like, there's not three layers of foundation and there's never a barrel curl. And that's also Sylvie. She had a little bit of Botox and I just felt that read wrong to me.
Wait, you think that Sylvie has like, I wanted to talk about Sylvie because I feel like, hello, thank you, Jesus. She's 57 years old and she looks like a woman who is in her 50s. I don't know. I was going to say she looks 57. I think maybe she looks like early 50s, but she looks like a woman who is not trying to look younger.
Almost there, yeah.
First of all, her body's amazing, but she's an actress, so she probably has to keep her body amazing. But she, to me, is way sexier than Emily Cooper.
And like a lot of our listeners were saying they liked her outfits better, too.
Yeah, well, for sure.
This woman, she knows what she wants.
But there was an ease in which she carried herself. I know I love the podcast Watch What Crappens, which is also, it's like on the Acast network. So hi, Watch What Crappens. But they do recaps. And unfortunately, they've only done one Emily in Paris recap. But they said the most funny observation. They said they've never seen someone act with their wrists so much. Like, what a genius decision.
She carries herself.
She's just like acting with her wrist.
Oh, P.S. This is actually really interesting. Of course, I had to make Jen Science Corner in the middle of this discussion. Oh,
Lord, help us.
When the CIA are training undercover people to work in Europe.
Oh, wait. I know this.
How they stand.
The fork and the knife?
Oh, no. That's the obvious one. The thing that actually is real, and I've noticed this about my European friends, they don't shift their weight onto one leg. Americans always, we always stand with like all of our weight on one side.
Or Slobberino.
Just like on an angle. You will never see people in Europe. They stand with both their weight evenly distributed on both legs, especially the men, really. But like, clearly they were French actors because they were. And the office buddies, yeah, they were.
One of the guy with the gray hair, he reminded me of like a young Christopher Lloyd.
He's ridiculous, that guy.
Like, I wanted to dislike it. At first, I was like, this is an affront to Americans. This is an affront to the French. Yeah. And then I was like, Lake, should we watch one more tonight? You can stay up, right?
Okay, wait. I know we're coming. We need to, like, sort of wrap it up. Oh, wait. We haven't talked about the influencer party.
Okay.
Go.
I have been at that event.
That's what I was going to say. I have been at that event. We've probably been at that event. Together.
We've been at many of those. Okay, give me two moments that did it for you.
So, the girl that did the splits with the selfie stick.
Yeah.
The thing that they got wrong was there is a certain culture of influencers that had the selfie stick at a certain era. The selfie stick is long gone. So that was
long gone.
However, she was from Spain, and I've met some very interesting Spanish influencers.
Oh.
So I was like, it's not wrong. They also had the step and repeat that you may or may not be able to eat and you're not really sure what you're supposed to do over here in this corner of the room, but lots of people are taking pictures here. That was correct. The gift bags people come at the end of the event. They would never do anything as de classe as giving out the gift bags at the beginning, and everybody gets the same size gift bag. They don't care. It costs $3 to them.
I can't believe like that you were like, you know, I think a lot of people were watching this with this fact-checking attitude, and I just let myself get lost in the fantasy.
But it's only because I've actually, in the same way, and younger, if you worked in book publishing, you'd be like, oh, that's never how it would happen. I know they're just giving us like a frothy version of it.
Yeah.
But they got some things right. So I was like,
So
what do you think?
Okay, so my two favorite moments were the girl with her dog. Like, do you have one for like Fifi or whatever? And like the like how serious she was. Like she wasn't
was
even
actually a hilarious actress. She's probably an influencer somewhere.
So
she
good.
Nailed it.
So good. And then they were like, of course, you know. So that was really funny. And then the other thing was when Emily was like, I want to speak to whoever who was the head of, you know, bleh, bleh, like cosmetics.
Social media marketing, who's like over in the corner somewhere seeing who posts what during her party.
Oh my God, it was so funny. But when the guy said, she's about to speak, like you can't see her, like the queen, she's about to speak. Yeah. I thought that was like, that's basically like half of the events that I feel like I've been to. It was just so...
Like you swan around until like, are they going to present?
When are they going to speak? When are they going to speak? And then it's like waiting. I just thought it was fantastic. I loved it. I saw myself in it. But the thing is, everyone was like making fun of her. I was a little like cringing for myself because I saw myself, my younger self. And probably in 20 years, I'll be cringing at some other thing. Like, oh, I remember when I was in my like late 30s doing the same bullshit. And that, you know, like I saw myself a little bit in moments with Emily, like, hey.
Like accidentally eating the decor. I've done that. I've absolutely done that at influencer events.
Just things like being
fondant.
All, like, bright.
It escaped me. Every time I would go to Europe and there'd be weird little fondant things. You're not supposed to eat the fucking fondant. I didn't know that. I like, you know, if it's out on a table and technically it's edible. I so many times.
Oh, you're not. I didn't realize.
I don't know. I just like every time I go to Paris, I like do something.
Oh, I think I definitely ate that at my boss's baby shower. Okay.
Like weird, you know, when they make like little cute things out of the. Anyway.
Oh, I thought it was edible.
The thing that our listeners kept coming back to, I got so many comments about this, was the crappiness of her social media account. And how it was so absurd to them that she would go from 200 followers to 20,000 followers in a week by posting like pain au chocolat, like pictures.
Oh, I've been so lazy with my captions like the past year. Like I'll be like apple picking, like, how do you like them apples? And like,
are doing Emily in Paris captions.
Yeah. Well, guess what? My social media stagnated. So like,
P.S. You guys know we like truly, I mean, I care, but I really don't care. It's not why I'm in this business. I like think of myself as a journalist, but I know that like part of the job is that. But let me tell you, that ain't gonna like move the needle.
Oh my God. I want to know why this, you know what? My next question to you guys, okay, we've already like done like the crowds, is why is this show such a lightning rod?
Okay, back to my Venn diagram. I like
okay,
this.
go.
Bring
yeah,
it all
yeah.
together
yeah.
for everybody. Okay, I think our listenership, and you guys tell me wrong if you're out there, I feel like we have a lot of nurses and a large contingency of working in esthetician's office, medical care. There's like a science-y group in there and they love skincare. We have a lot of publicists. I don't know if it's because you and I work in magazines, they want to get to know us, but I also think they're getting to know the industry. So we have that. We have beauty lovers. We have people who care about Jure or whatever that brand is. Who like whatever it was. That love beauty, that love the making of beauty.
Yeah.
We have fragrance lovers. So they want to know
like
about the
offended
nose.
By this like philandering
and,
like, weirdo.
Oh, of course. P.S. She doesn't know what a nose is, but when she smells the perfume, she's like, I'm getting gardenia, leather. And but like, no.
Oh, wait.
It takes years to pick out individual.
Wait.
Go ahead.
Jen, I have a comment. What? I literally raised my hand on the Zoom.
I wasn't done with my Venn diagram, but go ahead.
Okay, hold on. We'll go back to your Venn diagram. Wait, Hopeless Beauty on our Instagram, her name is at Hopeless Beauty, wrote, she knew nothing about fragrance, but then she proceeded to name all the notes like she was undercover for IFF.
IFF, International Flavors and Fragrances, one
that
of the houses that makes the perfumes that you buy.
That killed me.
Oh my God. What's the name of that listener? She is me.
Hopeless Beauty. Hopeless Beauty.
Can
gave
I call
me a
out
laugh.
Another listener?
Yeah.
Dawn, Miss Dawn. She DMs me. Okay. So she's washing her hair in a bidet because her shower is broken. Long story. Yet she's still able to do the dumbass barrel curls. Like, just doesn't make sense. You know? Okay. Back to my Venn diagram. Have I come around the Venn diagram? What am I missing?
I left
beauty
you,
industry?
Then you said the noses, the fragrance people.
Millennial women.
Yeah, so I mean, they I'm see not a her and they're like, woman,
but like that's like I think the majority.
I'm
of her.
So jealous.
So I just think it's a lightning rod, at least with our listeners, because it hits on a lot of things that we're really interested. I think it's a lightning rod with the larger culture because we escapism. It's exactly what I was talking about with Period Red with Pantone.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Keep going.
I want a place where I don't have to think about things. Was this the Paris that I know? No, it was the whitest Paris I've ever seen in my life. Where were all the minorities? And when they do have minorities, they are completely stereotypical. But like for a moment, you're like, you know what? I'm going to give it a pass because I just need to get away from the heaviness of the world. And Darren Star does that well.
This was so light. Oh my God. And that hot, hot man, Gabriel.
Oh, the chef that she's like in a thing.
Oh my God.
I haven't finished. I'm only on episode 7, so I don't know what happens.
He is out. I mean, I like well done casting agent.
And she's going to kiss him with what lips? Because I know you wanted to tell
me
about the lipstick.
Oh yeah. Some actual practical information.
Yeah. Let's wrap it all up with a kiss. Bisou. Bisou, bisou for the end of our recap.
So Refinery29 had a great article on like the practical, like, you know, product information from this, from the show.
P.S. Our French listeners were sending me French websites with how to get Emily's look.
So great.
It's not just the Americans.
Yes.
Go ahead.
So thank you, Kat Quinn. I really appreciate this. She sent me the article. The most exciting bit of information for me, because I was like, what is the lip color I needed? It is Charlotte Tilbury Lip Cheat and Pillow Talk combined with MAC Velvet Teddy Lipstick. Okay.
Is this what she wears through the whole show?
I'm guessing so, yeah.
It's like her rosy, mauvey neutral?
Yeah, it's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. And
I said mauvey. I must be drunk.
And there are more tips from her makeup art, her French makeup artist in that article. So we'll link to the article. But yeah, thanks, Kat. I don't know. I had so much fun talking about this. Sadly, I could
probably
talk about this.
Oh, I have so many things I haven't even touched on. Lily Collins speaks fluent French. Like, and that's her. Oh God. Okay.
What is it like to be Phil Collins' daughter? I like love Phil Collins. I don't know.
You get really great eyebrows, apparently.
Great eyebrows. Like, I'm so curious what her feelings are from like the show.
I'm putting in an ask. You guys don't know how it works. Here's some more behind baseball for you on the beauty industry.
Behind, like, inside baseball.
Inside baseball.
That's behind baseball.
Because that's why so many people of our listeners love this show, because they know about influencers and they know about marketing and all this stuff. I'm putting in an ask with Lillian Collins, people. Come.
Oh, my God. I'm Lancome, doing it tomorrow. Help us, please.
Oh, yeah. She's okay.
Please.
I know exactly who I'm reaching out to. Okay. I just literally rolled up my sleeves. Did you see that?
I would if I could roll these up.
What are you wearing? It looks so prairie chic.
You were laughing at this. So I'm wearing a Laura Ashley for Urban Outfitters top. You know I love Laura Ashley.
And you have a bun in. You look like you could be a character on one of these shows. You're like little.
That's why I was like, I'm like defending the wardrobe like to the death. I was like, it's actually really thoughtful. And I really do wish that everyone would just relax and like ease up on Pat, because she really put a lot of thought into this, guys. You don't get the fucking joke.
Oh my God, I could do 8 more episodes on this. I know. I'm sorry. That's all. I'm done. I don't know if that made any sense to
I think this look is really cute. You don't think it's cute? With my balloon sleeves?
It's Batshiva light.
It is. I mean, like, guys, I wish you had
We'll take a screen grab after we finish and post it when we post this episode. Tell us more. I'm not done talking about the show. We love you guys. Thanks for thanks for sticking with us.
All right, guys, we ended up talking about Emily in Paris way until the wee hours of the morning. Not really, just late.
I woke up with a headache this morning.
Are you serious?
It's the bubbly, I'm telling you.
Yeah, you gotta know what works and what doesn't. Actually, I shouldn't say that. I get a headache. Like, it's so random when I get a headache. But yes, we ended up recording later than we planned to. So we're actually recording this end Raise a Wand section the next day in the morning. So
it might sound a little different.
It sound a little different. I'm hiding in like a dark corner of my apartment. but let's get to the listener raise a wand. Jill, take it away. Jill from San Diego.
Hi, Jen and Jess. This is Jill in San Diego. I wanted to raise a wand to an amazing hair product. It's called Loving Culture is the brand, and it's the Revitalizing Organic Hair Oil. This was recommended to me from a fabulous Instagram follow, Restroom Rituals, and her name's Ashley. She's so funny, and she's currently doing something called Mascaragate 2020, where she's trying out all the drugstore mascaras in the head-to-head battle. I think you would love it, so check her out. But she recommended this hair oil, and it's a Black woman-owned business, which I love. And the product is insane. You put it in a pre-shampoo and leave it in for at least 20 minutes. And then I just shampoo and condition as normal. And my hair is like silk. It's so healthy, so shiny. It doesn't make me greasy. And I have kind of fine hair, but a lot of it. I love it. And I've started buying it for all my girlfriends for Christmas because it is an amazing product. It's bomb. You must try it. Thanks so much for the pod. You make my life better.
Thank you, Jill. Coming in with two razor wands to the Instagram follow, Restroom Ritual, and to the hair oil. Love that. If you guys want to hear your razor wand on Fat Mascara, you can email it to us, a little voice memo to info@fatmascara.com, or you can call us and leave a message, 646-481-8182. I feel like I have to go first, Jess, because it's a mascara thing.
Oh, go.
Okay, so I love the idea of Mascaragate and testing all these mascaras, which is a perfect seg to this product that I love. So Gray Lane is a new mascara company. And the thing that I think is genius is they send out a little sampler pack of their three formulas, because as we know, everybody's favorite mascara is not the same, depends on your lashes. Mm-hmm. There's curl, length, and in volume. There's small trial sizes with the code, I think it's on their site, like first set or something, everybody gets the discount. And so you get for $10, these three premium mascaras. Can I tell
premium
you?
Premium mascaras.
I say premium. I know, I sound like I'm on QVC because they, no, the formulas.
As opposed to the unpremium ones.
Well, you know, like, I guess drugstore formulas are the
same.
No,
I'm laughing. I just loved it. The premium mascara.
Well, I try so many mascaras and almost all of them smudge. One of the formulas, I didn't love the lengthen formula, but the curl and the volume really didn't smudge on me. And so the whole idea is that you get this $10 discovery set, whichever one you end up liking, so you don't have to pay full price to try all three. You can do a subscription so it comes every 3 months, you know, because that's how off, you know, mm-hmm. no one sticks that rule. I have like 5-month-old crusty mascara, so I mm-hmm. love that. And also, they always sell both the small size and the large size, because I find the small trial size mascaras are so good because they don't dry out and the formulas stay nice and wet. And, you know, you're done in a month and like, the formula stays the same. You know how a mascara like stops working over the course of 3 months
sure.
as it gets drier and drier, and you try and pretend and ignore it, and you're like, why isn't this mascara as good as it used to be? And I'm like, because you need a new tube. Well, this solves all those problems. So.
And the brushes are little, so you could get in there.
Well, no, the brushes are the full-size brushes in a little tube. You get the full experience you would with the full size. But anyway, $10 to try three new mascaras.
That's awesome.
And I wouldn't be talking about them for that alone if the mascaras weren't really nice. So Gray Lane, I don't know, also sounds like not an enemy. It sounds like a comic book heroine. Gray Lane.
Gray Lane, I like that.
She's here to make your lashes gorgeous.
I like that. I've never even heard of that. So thank you for teaching me something new.
You're welcome.
Okay.
What's yours?
I've been like so excited from the minute I tried this product. I was like, I cannot wait to tell our listeners about this. Okay. It is. Okay. I opened the box and I saw Trini Woodall's face screaming a photograph of her. This is like the press kit box. Okay. This is the box that you're going to get. I don't believe so. No. It was a close-up shot of her screaming, like making this like horrible, like, ah, face. And it said something like stressed it was, she's a gorgeous woman, but this was not a, like a pretty, pretty face. And then you open the box and it was her like serene. That's how I remember it. Basically, this is, yeah. It was like that. It was like a, like a contrast.
What's the damn product?
It's a B, it's called the BFF De-Stress Tinted Serum. Now, if you're familiar with Trini's products, she's famous for her BFF, like it's like a tinted moisturizer that just makes your skin look great, but it's clear and it kind of like adapts to your skin. This has more power to it, guys, but it also doesn't have the SPF that the original BFF has. This is really about adding like color and pigment to your skin, but really about looking more serene. So it's a tinted serum in 12 stretchable shades, and it's pretty it does have like some range to it, and it's formulated with, I love how like serious it sounds, NP Triox technology to combat the effects of stress on the skin. It has, as you'd imagine, hyaluronic acid. It really does. I got to tell you, look at the website. The before and afters are amazing.
So it's treatment color, huh?
It's treatment color. It cool. really does like... It doesn't just like slap color on your skin that's like, oh, great. Like, yeah, now my skin's evenly toned, so I look like less stressed. It adds like a glow to it. It really does have like a like stretchability. It's not just like putting like paint on your skin. It does something where like I felt like I understand why she called it like the de-stress. It's like a serum. It's like a light serum foundation. I think it's amazing. It's $50. It's not cheap, guys. But I tried this and I was like, Trini, you knocked it out of the park. I'm obsessed. Ooh. Okay. So Trini BFF de-stress serum. Get into it.
Sounds amazing.
We gave Plumps and it smooths.
We gave everybody a full face. There you go. You got a new face and new lashes. You're welcome.
You have to bring your own lipstick. Bomb, whatever the hell you're into.
We hope you enjoyed the show. It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.